Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 10th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of February the 26th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to a specific date for this week, or at least sometime this month. They come from the variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. February 26th. In what sense is man the possessor of increasing power over nature? What we call man's power over nature turns out to be a power exercised by some men over other men with nature as its instrument. From The Abolition of Man, Chapter 3. Also a talk given on February the 26th, 1943. February 27th. There is no uncreated being except God. God has no opposite. Devil is the opposite of angel, only as bad man is the opposite of good man. Satan, the leader or dictator of devils, is the opposite not of God, but of Michael. From Preface to the Screwtape Letters and Screwtape Proposes a Toast, published on February the 27th, 1961. Also known as the second preface in some editions. February the 28th. The idea of a great moral teacher saying what Christ said is out of the question. He was never regarded as a mere moral teacher. He did not produce that effect on any of the people who actually met him. He produced mainly three effects: hatred, terror, adoration. There was no trace of people expressing mild approval. From the essay, What Are We to Make of Jesus Christ? Available in the book, God in the Dock. Also first published as Asking Them Questions, third series, in 1950. March 1st. It is right and inevitable that we should be much concerned about the salvation of those we love, but we must be careful not to expect or demand that their salvation should conform to some ready-made pattern of our own. From A Letter to Mrs. Johnson, dated March 2, 1955. Available on the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. March 2nd. What we practice not, save at rare intervals, what we preach is usually our great contribution to the conversion of others. Also from A Letter to Mrs. Johnson. March the 2nd, 1955. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis. March the 3rd. Stated by Lewis's tour guide, a fictional George MacDonald. There is but one good, that is God. Everything else is good when it looks to him and bad when it turns from him. From Who Goes Home or the Grand Divorce, Part 17, which was published in The Guardian March 2, 1945. Also available as part of Chapter 11 in The Great Divorce. March the 4th. I believe no angel ever appeared in Scripture without exciting terror. They always have to begin by saying, Fear not. From A Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated March 4th, 1953. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoy the quotations shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this show with others.